We got lots of licenses on the wall. It's very easy for anybody to see that we're not a criminal organization. And so for the government to treat us as one, try not to use too bad a word on television, but it's not nice at all.
Rabbi Jeffrey Kahn and his wife are opening a medical marijuana dispensary in the nation's capital this summer.
We're hoping to be able to safely and effectively get quality medicine to people who are suffering here in this part of the District of Columbia.
For Rabbi Kahn, the issue is personal.
When my mother-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and as a result engaged in a very aggressive form of chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and we sat with her in her physician's office, who suggested that marijuana would probably be one way that she would get through all of that and be able to keep up her strength and her appetite. But she didn't know any place to get any, and we didn't know any place to get any, and she wasn't able to get any. And she lost 40 pounds in 2 months and didn't survive it.
Medical marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C. and 18 states. However, being able to get a bank account for these small businesses is a different story. The rabbi and his wife have been turned down by every bank, big and small.
Marijuana dispensaries are having a lot of trouble with bank accounts because financial institutions are either licensed or they're insured by the federal government. So even though they may be in compliance with state law, marijuana is still against federal law, so they can get into trouble with money laundering regulations and this sort of thing with the federal government. So the banks have been very skittish about taking that kind of business.
However, if it weren't for federal regulations, most banks would benefit from investing in the largely untapped market of marijuana dispensaries.
We would find branch managers who were understanding and sympathetic and appalled, and we're so glad you came to this bank because you're a business, and why wouldn't we? And then a month later or 6 months later, here from the branch manager, you know what? The main office has just decided that your account is being closed.
These federal regulations also pose practical problems for dispensary owners.
If they cannot maintain ordinary bank accounts with a financial institution, it's forcing them to stay into a cash-only business environment. And that opens them up to potential theft and crime, because everybody knows, all right, that's the nature of their business.
Being cash only also potentially opens them up to more IRS audits. And for dispensary owners trying to run a legitimate business, this is unwelcome news.
The ironic thing is that a lot of these medical marijuana dispensaries, they're a little bit more anxious than your average business in that they want to pay taxes, both to both the state government and the federal government. They see it as a way of legitimizing their industry.
We're treated pretty much like we're not a legal organization that's licensed by the District of Columbia, that's regulated by the Department of Health.
But Rabbi Kahn won't let federal regulations stop him from running his business.
From my own faith tradition, what I'm doing is right. Ameliorating human suffering is more important than just about any law.